This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, truly alternative.
Good afternoon, you're listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name is Mac, and this is my show, Racket. You just heard More by Yasmin Hamdan, if I'm not saying that completely incorrectly. We're going with some kind of, I don't know, I feel like anytime I have a week that's kind of slower than normal, I say it's kind of like Weird Girl. But this week, that's the only way I know how to describe it, frankly. So, keeping on with that theme, this next one is Her Turn to Speak by Leanne Bettesemose Simpson.
Broken weather, irrevocable rain, shirt creaks. sun went away. Well, I'm gathering these splinters to make a raft someday. She gives me so little. Splinters to make a raft someday, and then sail away. But the candle, she still burns a candle. A light, she says, I need a light. It's the only light in our room tonight. And she fills her face with bananas and plums, yogurt and thumbs, and sexual drums. Her fingers comes, comes. And the vibrated child. My dumb smile.
You just heard The Candle by Smog. Before that was Pensacola by Ribbon Skirt and Her Turn to Speak by Leanne Bettison of Simpson. This next one is When Fortune Smiles by Kitty Craft.
Thank you. Everybody knows you are a liar. Everybody knows you are a liar. Too many distractions, just everybody knows.
You turn via machinery and public lies. You broke the brain, you're breaking everything. It's no surprise. The capital, it is your playground.
The last time I saw my father was La Fogata Mexican in the Mile High City. He was afraid to drive past Happy Canyon Road, where years before he was in an accident, making it a not-so-happy canyon for him. I thought that endearing. My mother, less so, but still she drove me an hour out of her way to meet him at the restaurant. He had just gotten his license after nearly 15 years of being unable to drive, as court-ordered by the state of Colorado. I'm sure it was frightening, regaining such power. He wore a blazer, uncharacteristic. We squeezed into a circular booth. The table next to us was a family, discussing sending their daughter to college. The service was terrible, but the two of us, both working in restaurants, were forgiving. And anyway, neither of us were strangers to failure. We welcomed the extra time it took for the dishes to arrive, seeing as how little time we'd had together our whole lives. I don't remember what he ate, or what he said to me when we parted at the curbside check-in, what we talked about on the ride to the airport. I wish I had a transcript of the entire evening, the next 10 months of conversations. I can hear his voice in my head, and I'm grasping at it, frantically searching for some kind of neural lockbox to put it in so I don't forget it. I feel it's already slipping, and it's only been 3 days since he died. 40 hours I lived a normal life, while his body lay lonely in a corner's drawer, bag, box. I can only recall the sickly morgues of television crime shows and episodes of The Twilight Zone, which must be why I dreamt of a black cloud ominously approaching. The clouds, not clouds at all, but swarms of the dead, mangled bodies of children. 40 hours he laid there while the police went knocking on a door that no longer belonged to me, and I made rice and scrolled through the internet like everything was orderly and still. I think my dad took me straight to the airport that night, where we stopped for pie and coffee. I got key lime and a cappuccino. His favorite was key lime. I hated it as a child. It has near instantaneously become my most cherished flavor. I'm not sure if that was the same night, but the brain is tricky this way. Someone you love dies. Suddenly, all of time is compressed and every moment looped. The time at the train station, the time at the bookstore, the time we got coffee, the time we went shopping, the time we ate ice cream, the time we ate sushi, when was the last time my father saw me cry. Nothing is insignificant any longer. The loop exists to keep someone as alive as possible. Their voice, the intricacies of their facial twitching, their order at the Mexican restaurant. Grief is a grasping for the little things. In the end, they are the only things. Everything.
You're listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name is Mac, and this is my show, Racket, where I'm playing some weird slow stuff with spoken word today. You just heard IHAL, or IHAL, I'm not sure which, by Burrs from their upcoming album. Before that was The Mexican Restaurant Where I Last Saw My Father by Annika Pyle. Everybody Knows by The Evens, and When Fortune Smiles by Kitty Craft. Next, this is Movies by Wiseblood. ¶¶
came home from work, there he, unforeseen, sat in my kitchen, buttering himself for bread, and the cat was on his knee and smiled at me. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, passed the guitar and said, I battered my car right now, won't you please give me your tune? We had change of the moon, we had change of the moon. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, came home from work, there he, unforeseen, changed in an easy chair and said, what's that sorrow you bear? And I could tell him he understood. He gently took my arm, he listened to my tears till dawn. I dedicate this song to you. Tonight, we had change of the moon, we had change of the moon. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work,
was Tonight by Sybil Bayer. Before that was Domino by Lily Siebert and Movies by Wise Blood. Bring it back into some spoken word with this next one called Hard Drive by Cassandra Jenkins.
So these are real things that happen where you can apply these important concepts and understand that when we lose our connection to nature, we lose our spirit, our humanity, our sense of self.
A security guard stopped me to offer an overview on phenomenal nature. She said, sculpture is not just formed from penetration. You see, men have lost touch with the feminine. And with her pink lipstick and her queen's accent, she went on for a while about our president. I asked the bookkeeper at the end of the seventh ray to tell me what he knew about Saint Germain. And he told me about chakras and karma and the purple flame, the birth of the cosmos, the ascended masters, and the astral plane. He said, you know, the mind is just a hard drive in this life. The mind is just a hard drive. Just a hard drive. I can see you've had a rough few months. But this year, it's gonna be a good one. I'll count to three and tap your shoulder. We're gonna put your heart back together. So all those little pieces they took from you, they're coming back now. They'll miss them too. So close your eyes. I'll count to three. Take a deep breath. Count with me.
Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. This getting by looks a bit too rough on you. Just do like I do, it's much less crushing. And getting by doesn't seem so hard to do. Basement, but I could float away better than any of you. Yeah.
assume that's child's play. Wanna be like me, then do it every day. Never leave the house, never shave your legs. Don't worry about the time that's ticking away.
This gets so hard.
Let's go, take it easy. Please. Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. This getting by looks a bit too rough on you. Just do like I do, it's much less crushing.
You're listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name is Mac, and this has been my show, Racket. You just heard So High by Begonia from her new album, Fantasy Life, that came out last week. Before that was Communication Breakdown by Poison Girlfriend, and Hard Drive by Cassandra Jenkins. Before we move on to Band for Band, I've got one more song left for you all. This is Deep Focus by Spirit of the Beehive.